AM, FM, and shortwave. This is Music for Young Europe on Radio North Sea International.
That's it. Thank you very much indeed, Daffy Donny. I didn't know Man of Action lasted that long. 2 minutes past 9 o'clock on Radio North International on this final Friday night's transmissions. Andrew Binovanco here to present the final hour, and here it is, the very last one.
I am listening. Interrupt me, man.
That'll be for the last time, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that's
oh,
good.
Oh, I see.
Yeah,
get away from the studio, good. King Kong. Well, I'm going to start with a record that was one of my very first on Radio North Sea, one of the very first records I ever played out here, and one I liked a great deal at the time.
Smarty pants, they call me smarty.
There we are. That was a great favourite of mine when I first joined the station, which I think was about a year ago this month. That's last August. And of course, that was riding high on the top of 20 around that time. Late summer last year, that's the Armed and Extremely Dangerous Band, First Choice, and Smarty Pants. Well, this is the moment, ladies and gentlemen, which I've been dreading for the past 12 months, and here it is, I'm afraid. So I think we'll kick off with another oldie. This is one I like a great deal. White Plains, and I've Got You on My Mind. The reason why it's so hot in here today is that we've got red hot studio turntables on the go. They've been on the go pretty well 24 hours now. Red hot are all the live programs tomorrow and I. White Plains, that is, and I've Got You on My Mind. And there's nothing absolutely precisely organized for this evening's final Barbie Banks Bungles Box because, well, you could say it's totally disorganized if you like. But what can you organize really on the last program? So what I'm going to try and do is just play some of my favorite records and hope that there's maybe some of your favorites as well and perhaps some records that you'll enjoy listening to. And we bring in a few greetings to our friends and some of the people that have helped me out and just been playing some of the records that I've, as it were, favored over the past year. So anyway, here's another one that quite recently I've got into, and also Brian McKenzie and Roger Kent. We've been playing this a great deal on R&I. And finally it made it. It was a hit, released as a single. Paul McCartney and Wings. And Band on the Run.
Four walls, sent inside forever.
14 minutes past 9 o'clock on the final broadcasting evening from Radio North International. That's Band on the Run, Paul McCartney and Wings, and that's the one that has probably been my favourite record from 1974, a big hit for them too, which I'm very, very pleased about, of course, from the album Band on the Run. And fortunately, I was planning to try and get King Kong to say cheerio as well. But unfortunately, King Kong's very busy working in Rotterdam on one of our other ships, the Amoeba 1 at the moment. So anyway, we'd like to extend our greetings to King Kong. And we have in the studio with us at the moment. We've got a very, very full studio, in fact. Both the Studio 1 and Studio 2 are cram jam packed with people, or at least were earlier on. They're not so full now. And it's extremely hot in here. You're getting ice blocks on your head, Rudy, are you? Welcome to the programme, Rudy. And let's extend our greetings to King Kong, shall we?
Hi there, King Kong.
Hi, King Kong. Yeah. Hallo Jan, hallo Job. Herzliche Grüße. Gleichfalls rein und alle Freunde und Kollegen, die alle am Wall sind. Herzliche Grüße von uns allen. Hier ist alles okay, alles wunderbar. Und das Wetter ist auch ganz gut, aber die Stimmung ist nicht so besonders, weil der morgige Tag hier praktisch... Kein Dach mehr. Wir haben manchmal immer gesagt, wenn wir abgelöst wurden, kein Dach mehr. Und so ist es auch heute.
Great. Jolly good. Well, that's the final greeting from Rudy on the Barmy Banks Bungles box, eh? So, as we haven't got a tape from King Kong, let's have this instead.
Hi, this is King Kong, wishing you all a very good evening.
Just a quick lineup of programmes this evening through till 12 midnight when the International Service of Radio North Sea International closes down. Between 10 and 11 tonight, we've got Brian McKenzie. Between 11 and 12 midnight, we'll close down for 5 minutes and then rejoin the Dutch programmes. We have all the disc jockeys of Radio North Sea International, International Service together. That's Brian McKenzie, Don Allen, Bob Noakes, myself and Roger Kent. For the next two songs, we're having music from Nina Simone, one of my favourite artists, and first of all, Mr. Bojangles.
Worn out shoes with silver hair, a ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe. You jumped so high, jumped so high. Then he lightly touched the down. respectfully ask, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr.
That's one that I've enjoyed playing a great deal, especially on the late night programs here on R&I. That's Mr. Bojangles' Nina Simone. I promise you another one. That's coming up in a few moments. And that went over. Lots of greetings to our crew members who are currently off the ship and working hard in Rotterdam, especially King Kong, Jan, and all the other boys. With lots of greetings off from only the Banks, but also King Rudy, who's in the studio at the moment, and young Bobby also from Dusseldorf, who are listening in the corner of the studio to the records. Hope you're enjoying them, lads. We've had lots of telegrams on board today on today's tender. And the first one I looked at when I looked through my mail this evening was one from John Albone of Hitchin, Hertfordshire. And he says, good luck for a safe and pleasant trip down to Italy. So thank you very much indeed, John Albone. And I hope that you'll be one of our listeners very, very soon when we go to Italy. Another person that I promised to say hello to on this final programme is Simon Mellerish of 3 Stockholm Place, Ross-on-Wye in Gloucestershire. Hope that you're feeling good tonight, Simon, and plenty of fun down there in Gloucestershire. I think that's about it for the moment. I'm getting to some more music and then some more requests and dedications and greetings through till 10 o'clock. Another song from Nina Simone there. This is I Put a Spell on You.
Put a spell on you.
This evening, that's I Put a Spell on You. I was just thinking about the number of rewarding things you get out of doing a job like this, being a disc jockey, and especially on a station like Radio North International, where we're able to play just about any kind of music within the sort of the pop feel, as it were. And I think probably the most rewarding aspect of the whole job is receiving letters, of course. And I've found it very, very interesting reading hundreds and hundreds of, well, thousands, in fact, since I joined the station. And there's a number of people who have explained just what kind of music they like, and they've talked a lot about themselves too, which is always nice to know, and that's a big thing, to be able to communicate with people. And I know that some of you may have haven't too many friends to write to, and find that you get a lot of pleasure out of writing to disc jockeys, because you're able to show your feelings, at least to somebody anyway. And I've got a great deal of pleasure myself reading your letters. and some of you have expressed your personal taste in music, which is nice. And it's very difficult, actually, to express one's own personal tastes during the programme. That's the disc jockey, say, for myself, for instance. But I've been able to from time to time, and I'm going to try and do that tonight. And my personal taste in music is very varied, in fact, and I like pop music, top 40, and also what we class as the more heavy and progressive music, light music and middle of the road, just about everything. But there are personal, particular favourites that I have in mind that I'd like to play, that either bring back memories or have some particular meaning in the song. And you might wonder occasionally what is the meaning in the songs, but anyway, it's difficult to explain. But let's get into another record now. This is one that I would call one of my pop favourites. I don't know what it is I like about it, so I think it's association between Lizzie DePaul and Barry Blue. Rather unusual association as well. This is one I've enjoyed playing quite recently. It's called Ooh I Do. That's one of Rubino Banco's personal top 40 favourites. I love that one. Ooh, I Do, written by, of course, Barry Blue, the lad who was singing it there, and the number was also done by Lindsay DePaul, of course. It's just coming up to, well, in fact, just gone, 9:30 on R&I, and that means, of course...
Auf Kurzwelle, Mittelwelle und UKW.
Over the past few months, we've told you of the superb facilities available at the Nova Park Hotel in Zurich. The audio-visual club, where you can make full use of your leisure hours with the fully stocked videotheque. The luxurious Nova Nightclub, The Nova Fitness Center with sauna, Turkish bath, eucalyptus room and qualified masseurs. Plus, of course, the indoor swimming pool. Yes, the Nova Park is really the hotel with the most. The next time you're in Zurich, try staying at the Nova Park Hotel, Zurich 8004 in Switzerland. Telephone 542221. 542221. The Nova Park Hotel.
Thank you very much indeed, Andy Archer, and we'll be hearing more from Andy during the final hour between 11 and 12 midnight tonight. I mentioned a few moments ago that about our letters and the many friends we've made amongst our listeners, and I have with me in the studio at the moment AJ Behrens, who's been a very long-term friend. In fact, I met AJ long before I joined RNI, some, I think, 3 years ago, would it be, AJ? 3 or 4 years now.
I think it was April 1971.
Good gracious, AJ's got all the facts and figures at his fingertips as always. And of course, AJ will be on the World Service tomorrow of RNI, and if you stick tuned for a few moments, we'll be telling you more about that. But now, AJ, I think there must be a host of people that we can think of mentioning. I just don't know where to start at all, but I'd like to get a few names in before AJ starts with a few mentions to his friends as well, mutual friends of ours. I think Pierre Desain of Ghent in Belgium,
that's
who's
right.
Been a good friend of both of us and assisted enormously in the operations of Radio North Sea as well.
Yeah.
Who else can we think of? Steve and Debbie England
Steve
of Deal,
Debbie,
of course, who we're very close to. Dave Rogers. And there must be Terry Davis as well, who I don't know too well, but...
Oh, yeah, Terry, yeah.
He's a good friend of...
a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, indeed, yes.
Doing well.
Anyway, AJ, is there anyone else you can think of that the Banks's brain is almost blank at the moment?
Mine is too.
Yes.
On a moment like this, just imagine.
I know, and I bet after the programme we'll think just about everybody.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I suppose during the final hour we'll be saying hello to everybody that we've forgotten during
this... I'm sure they'll all be taken care of tomorrow during the World Service.
Ah, yes, that's right.
Made one big list.
We've got the times and facts and figures at your disposal in about 10 minutes' time. We're going to broadcast AJ's promotion for the programmes tomorrow on the 49-metre band. Still on the subject of listeners and friends, some of my listeners that I've become friends with over the past year, those are Nicky Gill of Deal, Kent, Glenn Davis of Dover, Tanya Nauenhoven of South Holland, Elizabeth Poole of Canterbury in Kent, Peter Lenton of Kettering, whom I've never met but had a great deal of correspondence from, very interesting correspondence too.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a nice experience. I'd like to meet him myself. The Laycock family of Cheltenham, also last but not least really in this list, Buster Pearson and family of South Benfield and Essex, who are always in constant communication with R&I. A few more to go before we play the next record. Ruth Fernandez, who lives in Leeds. Phil Cox, who lives in the West Country. Theo Hendricks, Bussum in Holland. And everyone at the Bussum Blind Institute. We mustn't forget also our friends at the Leatherhead Blind Institute. That's, if I can remember his name, Peter Crotty. That's down in Surrey. So greetings to just about everybody who's listening in Blind Institutes at the moment. And hope that you'll enjoy the programmes from R&I from now until 12 midnight. The close down from R&I on this particular Friday night.
And there's someone else whom we forgot. That's Jan Hager in The Hague.
Ah,
and, Marianne.
Yes. How could we possibly forget Jan?
Yes.
The message, Jan, is that we're going to get your FM, little FM module together.
We'll
all the other things you asked for. Okay, let's get back into more music. Before we do that, we mustn't forget Banks. We mustn't forget that Banks is bungling all over the place. AJ has made up many very interesting jingles, which this is what we call them out here on the ship. Jingles. Yes, let's play one of them.
Y sobre todos, la música de mañana. Hay solamente Robino Banco sobre Roger Nordze Internacional, 220 metros y la banda de 49 metros en ondas cortas. Robino Banco y la música popular de Roger Nordze Internacional. Robino Banco y su cajetilla musical.
Right, if you won't bother, stay tuned to Robin Banks' show.
Thanks very much indeed, Nicky Gill. And some of you have written in saying, well, Robin, you're a real T-Rex raver, aren't you? Well, I'm not really a T-Rex raver at all. It's just something about the records I like. Anyway, here's T-Rex and Telegram Sam.
Purple poppy, purple poppy.
Actually, you can get back off your feet now, ladies and gentlemen, because that's the last T-Rex record I'll be playing on this station. Anyway, there we go. Oh, they've got a kick out of playing that. That's T-Rex, of course, and Telegram Sam. And for those of you who I haven't mentioned up to now, that you probably might have been expecting me to say hello to you, really, you can imagine what it's like at the moment. I know it's the last program, and there's so many things you want to say and so many people you'd like to say hello to, and you know you've only got an hour to do it in. Your mind goes completely blank whatsoever, and there's bound to be a few people I've missed out, but really and truly, whoever you are, I'm thinking of you, and when I go off air, it'll all flood back to me, just what I wanted to say. I know just how it's going to be. But I thought what I'd do before I came on air, as I've got a massive mail these past 2 weeks, as the news has been released, that RNI will be closing down off the Dutch coast. As you can imagine, every disc jockey on the station's got a massive pile of mail, and it's been so difficult to work through them and read all the letters and pick some out to read on the air, and there's so many interesting ones too this time. But I thought what I'd do is just to dive into the big pile and just come out with a handful. And it's rather nice because the ones that I have pulled out are from regular listeners, so perhaps that worked the best way. The first one I'd like to say hello to is Derek Apps of 5 Broomfield Crescent, Headingley, Leeds 6 in Yorkshire. Thank you once again for writing in, and I know that you've written so many letters, and thank you very much indeed. Keith Pilkington of 6A Wilkinson Close, Eaton Sacon, Huntingdonshire, in Cambridgeshire, England. Many thanks for your communications, Keith, and they've been very, very interesting indeed. Had a lot of pleasure out of reading your letters, and I hope in the near future we can regain contact, as it were, and you'll be writing to me again. We'll be writing to you back, and start chatting to you over the air. Another one, this time it's in a very expensive postcard. My goodness me, it's made out of a kind of quilt, and it's got an ostrich on the front. I suppose that's what Elizabeth Paul imagines me to look like. Anyway, Liz, thank you very much indeed for the lovely card and all the others that you've sent. And finally, for the moment, Paula Gill of 10 Lydia Road, Dealing, Kent, and a very sweet young lady, Paula is too. She's been running to me for a long time, and I've had the pleasure of meeting Paula, who's had a few troubles with herself. You know, she's been in hospital, out of hospital, and back in hospital again. But Paula, I see that you're out and working again and enjoying life to its full. So anyway, I hope that you're feeling just as good as that at this moment in time. I think it'd be fitting now to play an Earth and Fire record, because a lot of people have kind of associated R&I with Earth and Fire immensely. Certainly Rob Eden, who's in London at the moment, and Robbie's done an immense amount of work for Radio North International, and also to promote Earth and Fire in Britain. Done a grand job, lad. And here we go. The Manx is doing his bit again by playing an Earth and Fire oldie. This is Ruby Is the One. final spin on the Bambi Langs Bungles box for an Earth and Fire number. That's one of my favourites. Ruby is the one. And still keep buying their records, ladies and gentlemen. And if you can get in on the tour that Earth and Fire are having very soon in Great Britain, that'll be nice as well. Anyway, that's also for Rob Eden, who I've become a great friend of. So greetings to you, Robbie. And as we're mentioning Robbie at the moment, I'd like to greet all the people that have helped the Bambi Banks Bungles box and musical box hit the airwaves, as it were, and the friends who I've who've helped me immensely with the programme, producing jingles and generally providing inspiration. And those are Steve and Debbie England, AJ Behrens, who we're just talking to, Rob Eden, Dick de Graaf, and Paul Boone of Cheltenham. And thank you, all of you, very much for your kind work and all the hard work, in fact, that you put into it. And here we go. I'm going to play the very first promotion that I've had done for me for the station. This was by Rob Eden, of course. Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear. I suppose it's got to happen once in the Bambi Banks Bungles box, hasn't it? Well, you know it's happened, don't you? Yes, indeed. Anyway, let's get into another song. And this is one that I've really has become one of my favourite records of all time. Blood, Sweat and Tears, and here you are, Tanny Noenhaven. This is especially for you. Blood, Sweat and Tears, I Can't Quit Her.
International. Remember, Robin Banks is a criminal offence, but he's also fun.
Well, that was the first jingle, as it were, and I'm afraid it's going to be the last. Thank you very much indeed, Rob Eden. It's 11 minutes to 10 o'clock here on Radio North International on the final programmes. And we're rapidly running out of time, so let's kick off with some more music as soon as we possibly can. It's a Brian McKenzie time at 10 o'clock tonight through to 11. And 11 to 12 midnight, it's the final hour and the close down in the international service of RNI. So I hope you can stick in tune with 220 metres up until midnight. I suppose one or two of you, maybe three or four, five or six, you never know. Remember that before I joined R&I, I was working for Radio Caroline, which was at the time only about 2 miles at least away from the Mebo 2, R&I, just off the Dutch coast here. And so I'd like to take this opportunity, lads, to wish you all that are involved at the moment the very best of luck for the future, whatever you're planning to do. In a way, my thoughts are with you, as they certainly are. I can confirm that, definitely. I had a lovely time working there, and, you know, it's been great fun, and, you know, kind of following your movements ever since. Anyway, to all the lads on Caroline, a song that I remember playing many, many times, brings out so many good memories. So for Andy, Tony, and all the boys, here's Skyline Pigeon and Elton John. With the big mast, especially Ronan and Tony, Andy and Norman, of course. Now I'm going to say a few words to a few friends that, in general, that I've made while working for R&I. I suppose it's I want to make it very brief, but as will no doubt turn into a speech, as it always does. Anyway, I'd like to say thank you very much to the people I came to know through working for the station, both English and Dutch, disc jockeys, engineers and crew. And lads, it's been an experience never to be forgotten, and certainly the friendships we've made amongst each other will never be forgotten. To the people of Holland who've gone out of their way to help those strange English disc jockeys, especially with our language difficulties, which are always eased by the Dutch people in their command of the English language. So everybody who's gone out of their way to help me have a comfortable stay in Holland, a thousand thank yous, and I hope that one day I'll be able to return the kindness to any Dutch people visiting England. So to you all, bye-bye, and God bless. And here's a song that I'd like to dedicate to you all. It's by two lads who are currently living in Holland, in fact, The Hague, just over the road. Bolland and Bolland in Saturday Morning News.
Saturday Morning News will break you the news of tomorrow. But the thoughts of her and the one she knew will break you the news of today. With the memories in her head, she left me to say, though she knew that I would follow, she just walked away from my life. Quite some years she's been living here with her pets and her toys, a special choice and me. But on that morning in May she walked away, taking all that she could, leaving little to me. Your empty chair, and you always got so mad with me, 'cause you thought I didn't care about you. But my love for you isn't what you call true, it is more. But you'll never find out there's so much in you I adore. If you drive her, I wouldn't come today. Well, I'll smash the box of chocolates at Bolland. In the commercial they said it pleased anyone, but it doesn't work on you, nothing does.
Saturday Morning News, and I hope that the music of Bolland and Bolland will be played more frequently in Britain in the years to come. Like to see that one anyway. We've got 2 minutes from Brian McKenzie time, so to everybody that I've come in contact with, to all of you, bye-bye, and take care of yourselves, and God bless. And I finish off with this one, which is one of my favourites from Scott Walker, Lights of Cincinnati. Bye-bye.
I remember still, I guess I always will, that winter day I took the westbound flight. As I looked down from the plane, you were standing in the rain. You waved goodbye till I was out of sight. And and make it on my own. But the lights of Cincinnati will be calling me back home. Sometimes late at night, I watch the firelight make pictures of a life that used to be. For a moment, I'm back there in that same old rocking chair. You look across me.
On AM, FM, and shortwave, this is Music for Young Europe on Radio North Sea International.